Are you ready for a grueling workout? Let's go to training camp. Here's Pastor Jeff Shreve.
I don't know where you are in your parenting, but I know this. God wants to help you. You say, well, Jeff, my kids are already grown and gone. Still not too late for you to have a relationship with them, for you to love on them, for you to be an encouragement to them as they parent their own kids. So let's just bring all our weaknesses, because all of us have them. Parents, bring all your parenting weaknesses to the Lord and say, Lord, here's all my mess. Lord, you help me to be the parent you want me to be.
This is From His Heart with Pastor Jeff Shreve. Thank you for being with us today for an unapologetic and straightforward discussion about how to train your children in this world with evil temptations and threats to the fabric of the family. Pastor Jeff will pull no punches, so if you're a parent, get ready to be challenged, encouraged, and blessed. Hey, libraries are just filled with books on parenting. Christian books, secular books, psychological books. There's so much information, supposedly experts offering advice on how to raise your kids. But God basically sums up how you should approach parenting in just one verse. And Pastor Jeff will focus on that important truth today. Now, today we're going to hear part two of the lesson, Training Camp. It's from Pastor Jeff Shreve's six-message series, Modern Family, God's Wisdom for Today's Families. If you missed part one from last time, you can catch up when you go to fromhisheart.org. If you're able now, open your Bible to the book of Ephesians, chapter 6, verse 4, as Pastor Jeff concludes the frank lesson for parents called Training Camp.
When it comes to parenting, God kind of just sums it up in one key verse, in just a short little verse. Fathers, do not provoke your children to anger, but bring them up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord. Well, how can we do that? Two keys to training camp. Key number one, beware and avoid the common parenting mistakes. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 4, God gives us the negative. And then he gives us the positive. So we're going to look at things to avoid. Avoid the common parenting mistakes. I'm going to give you six of them. Number one, if you are overly protective, you will provoke your children to anger. So many parents fall into that category. They don't let their kids fight their own battles. They're always involved in anything that their kid is doing. And if they feel like their kid is not being treated right, boy, they're there to just pounce. If their kid has a conflict with another kid, boy, they're there right in the thick of it. So beware of that. If you're overly protective, you'll provoke them to anger. Number two, if you are overly permissive, you will provoke them to anger. Now, an overly permissive parent is 180 degrees different from the overly protective parent. This is the parent, overly permissive, that has no rules. They have a home that's Outback Steakhouse. No rules, just right. Hey, whatever you do, kid, it's just right because we don't have curfew and we don't have rules and I'm not going to make you clean up your room and any of that stuff. And it becomes, the home becomes kid CEO and the kid rules the home. So if you're overly permissive, you'll provoke them to anger. Proverbs 13:24 says, he who spares his rod hates his son, but he who loves him disciplines him diligently. Number three, if you play favorites, you'll provoke them to anger. Playing favorites. You have, obviously, you have to have more than one child to play favorites, right? But say some parents start to really favor one. Why? Because let's say they have two children. And one is just excelling, and one is doing great in school, and great in sports, and great in this, and great in that. And the other one is just struggling. Watch that, parents. Don't fall into that trap of playing favorites. Number four, If you set unrealistic goals, you'll provoke your children to anger. Unrealistic goals. Well, what does that mean? That means you push your child and push your child and push your child to achieve all the things that you weren't able to achieve. You try and live your life through your child. Unrealistic goals. I have to be this person for my parents to love me. Don't fall into that trap. Number five, if you neglect them, you'll provoke them to anger. You know how kids spell love? They spell love the way everybody spells love. T-I-M-E, time. Time. But see, if you are always too busy for your kids, you just don't have any time for them. You're going to provoke them to anger because they say, what's wrong with me? Why can't you do stuff with me? You know who's guilty of neglect? You know who fell into the trap of neglect? David. Man after God's own heart, David. He neglected his kids. Terrible results. Absalom, his son, tried to kill him. You provoke to anger when you neglect. Watch out for that trap. And then lastly, almost goes without saying, if you abuse them, you'll provoke them to anger. Abuse. I mean, if you physically abuse your kid, he's going to be an angry kid. She's going to be an angry kid. If you sexually abuse your kids, right, terrible, horrible, unconscionable that somebody would do that, but that happens. Hey, if that is you, you need to get help. You need to get help today. You got an issue. You got a problem that is huge. And so we know those things. They just jump out at us. But what about verbal abuse? What about emotional abuse? What about guilt trips that we put on our kids to try and get them to do what we want them to do? That's a form of abuse. And we got to watch the things that come out of our mouths, especially when your kids are little, because they're so impressionable and they can do things that can drive you crazy. One of the guys I like to study when I prepare a message is John MacArthur, because John MacArthur really digs deep into the scripture. And he was talking about how kids do things that can really frustrate you. He said his little son, Matt, he came home one day and Matt had flushed John's watch down the toilet. He's like, Matt, why did you flush my watch down the toilet? He said, Dad, I wanted to see what it looked like going down. Well, it would have been easy for John MacArthur, who is quite the orator, to cut up his son in little pieces verbally. But he didn't. You know what he said? He said, well, I would have liked to have seen that too. I mean, that would have been pretty cool to see what it looked like. But we're not supposed to do that, you know? But hey, you got to watch what you say because, bam, we can let things go. And I realize as a parent, you can be tired and you can be worn out and your kids, I mean, they're just on that last nerve and they do something and they spill their milk. And man, when I was a kid growing up, I don't know what it was about me. I could spill my milk with the best of them. And my dad was quick to hit me in the head. You spilled your milk again. Whap, whap. Learned pretty quickly. You know, I had five brothers and sisters. Sit away from Dad. It's really hard for him if you spill your milk. But I always spilled my milk. But hey, I wasn't doing it on purpose. I was just kind of clumsy. And so you got to watch what you say because we can say things. You're a klutz. You're so stupid. Spill your milk again? Well, when are you going to grow up? I'm only five. I hope I don't grow up tomorrow. I mean, I just kind of wanted to enjoy life, you know. But watch that stuff with the verbal emotional abuse. Beware and avoid the common parenting mistakes, and they're common. And so if that hit you, those six things, don't beat yourself up. Say, God, help me in that so I wouldn't fall into that trap. I don't want to provoke my child to anger. Well, those are the negatives. We don't want to do that. God says, don't do that. And he says, fathers and mothers, do not provoke your child to anger, but here's the positive. Bring them up, train them, literally that means train them, in the discipline and instruction of the Lord, in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. So practice number two, key number two, practice the things that produce parental success. God says, if you will bring them up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord, in the nurture and admonition of the Lord, you'll be successful. And so practice these things that bring parental success. What are those things? Well, number one, bring them up in a loving environment. See, here it is. Mom and dad, you're the head coach and the assistant coach. And the head coach and the assistant coach set up training camp, which is called the home. The home is training camp. Train up a child in the way he should go. What happens in training camp? Bent sticks come into training camp, and your job is to make them arrows. That's training camp. That's what it is for a parent to do. Now, it becomes difficult when the marriage breaks up. It's difficult to be a single mom. Listen, as much as it's difficult to be a single mom, and my heart goes out to every single mom, man, can you imagine being a single dad? A friend of mine's a single dad, and the wife has kind of gone haywire, and he's taking care of the kids. Man, if I had to take care of my kids when they were little, that'd have been awful. I mean, I love my kids, but I'm not wired that way to do all the stuff. And if Debbie ever went out of town, there'd be a legal pad full of, now you do this, and you do this, and you do this. But women just seem to be better just naturally at that. And so hats off to any dads who are doing that by themselves, any moms who are doing that by themselves. But listen, the way God designed it is for mom and dad to do it. Mom and dad to do it and to create a loving environment. I heard years ago, this is so true, the greatest gift, dads, that you can give your children is to love their mother. Because they love their mother. And so you love their mother. And you show them that you love their mother. And that makes them feel so secure. Because they live in a world today where homes are breaking up all over the place. And if they know mom and dad love each other, boy, that just gives them security. They just feel good about that. And create a loving environment for your kids and love on your kids. And especially you dads who have daughters, because I know about having daughters. Listen, daughters long to have their dads hug them and kiss them and hold them and caress them and let them feel physical love. Now, I didn't grow up that way. My dad wasn't like that. My brothers and sisters not like that. My mom was demonstrative, but she was the only one, the lone wolf. Most of us, we grew up and we didn't really touch. You might say, well, I didn't grow up that way either. You can learn it. And there's power in that. And you need to love on your kids and love on your grandkids and love on your nieces and love on your nephews and show them physically that you love them. So bring them up in a loving environment. The scripture says, 1 Corinthians 16:14, let all that you do be done in love. Secondly, bring them up in a spiritually nurturing environment. Bring them up in the discipline. That word in the King James is translated nurture. That word means training and education of children, cultivation of minds and morals. It's the nurture in spiritual things. And we are supposed to create an environment for that. And to teach our kids the things of God and to help our kids come to know Him and then grow in Him. It doesn't stop just when your kid prays to receive Christ. It's not done. That's just the front end. You know, you've seen us have parent baby dedication. We don't call it baby dedication. It's parent baby dedication. And we are dedicating that child to the Lord, but really we're dedicating the parents and the family to the Lord because we're saying, hey, mom and dad, you are making a commitment before God, before all these people, that you're going to train up your child in the discipline and instruction of the Lord, in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord. That's a tall order to do that. And see, here's where we get in trouble, and here's where we break down in the parenting thing. If mom and dad aren't living it out, it doesn't work. It doesn't work at home because your kid sees this isn't genuine, this isn't real. One pastor said this, virtually no environment is more unwholesome for a child than a nominally Christian family whose parents invoke the name of the Lord but neglect to provide loving nurture and admonition. Nominally Christian. You don't want to be like that. You want to be a sold-out Christian. Doesn't mean you're perfect. But you're going to create an environment where we're growing together here. Dad doesn't have it all figured out. Mom doesn't have it all figured out. We're new to this parenting thing. You're new to this world. Well, we're new to parenting. Oh, we didn't have a bunch of bent sticks when we were growing up, you know? And so that you're our first bent stick. We're trying to straighten you out and get you polished and sharpened. So, you know, we're going to learn about this together and grow closer to the Lord together. Nurturing, culture, creating a culture of nurture and spiritual growth. This is where you can really make points at night. You read your kids' Bible stories. You pray with your kids at night. You memorize scripture together at night. You make it fun. I would take scripture verses with my kids and turn them into little songs, and we would sing those together. And man, it just helps, and it gets them excited. It gets you excited. The Lord says, hey, that's a good environment. Create an environment where you can grow spiritually together, and then bring them up in a disciplined environment. In the discipline, in the instruction, in the admonition. Well, obviously, when we think of discipline, we think of, you know, there's going to be correction if you get out of line. Proverbs 22:15 says this, foolishness is bound up in the heart of the child. The rod of discipline will remove it far from him. I have something I want to show you. It's the Shreve rod of discipline. This was our rod of discipline with our kids. They knew this. Wooden spoon. Uh-oh. No, mom's not cooking. You did something you shouldn't have done. And this is what we used. Now, we used it from the time that they were little. The Bible says to use that. Foolishness is bound up in the heart of the child. The rod of discipline will remove it far from him. You say, oh, Jeff, I love my children far too much to ever spank them. Go back up to Proverbs 13:24. He who spares his rod hates his son. You don't love them if you don't discipline them. They need that. God says that they need that. Hey, kids need to know where the boundary markers are. And you need to tell them. You always discipline in love, but discipline needs to be loving and consistent. So they know here, this is the playing field. You step out of bounds, and we're going to throw the flag, and you're going to get a spanking. I'm not talking about child abuse. I'm talking about child training. And the trick and the hard part in parenting is that you don't discipline out of anger, that you discipline out of love. Sometimes you might need to back off because you're angry and your kid got on that last nerve and really made you angry. And so you need to back off until you can cool down, and then you can discipline them. But you always let them know, here are the rules of the house. Here are the boundaries. And if you step out of the boundary, you're going to get a spanking for that. Kids respond. Most kids respond well to that. I heard James Dobson say on Focus on the Family some years ago, he was talking about a tough kid, a hard kid, and been in so much trouble. He's only like 10. And Dobson said this. Somebody asked him, they said, well, what would you do, Dobson, if you had that kid in your home? He said, this is what I would do. He said, I would sit down with that kid right off the bat, and I'd say, listen, you need to know something. I love you, and we love you, and we want what's best for you. But here are the rules of the home. Here are the boundaries in the home. You operate within the boundaries, and we don't have any problems. You get out of bounds, and I'm going to be there to bust you. And you're not angry. You're just letting them know. Kids do well in that environment. You don't have boundaries. You become the permissive parent. What does that do? It provokes them to anger. A little boy wrote his pastor. He was 8 years old. He wrote his pastor this note. Thank you for the birthday card. It was very nice of you to send me a card with your picture on it. I really liked your message on disciplining kids. One day while getting spanked by my dad, his switch broke. A few days later, I decided to make him a new switch, but it ended up being bigger than I wanted it to be. And he said, I wish every pastor would preach the word like you do, signed Stephen. Hey, just 8, 9-year-old kid, he understood there's benefit in the rod of discipline. Bring them up God says, in the discipline, in the instruction of the Lord, and be consistent. You know, that's what's so good about two parents. You can have good cop, bad cop. I was always just good cop. I was either good cop or Hitler. I mean, there was like not any in between. Debbie was the consistent, tough cop. And I mean, the kids did something, I'd be like, I'm tired, just let it go. And she'd be like, nope, we're not letting it go. And she just had that consistent discipline. I'm very proud of my girls. And listen, I couldn't have done that without Debbie. And I told her today, I said, you're such a great mom. I said, you raised three great girls. And she said, well, you were involved. And I said, but you are the one that was consistent discipline. She said, you are the one that made the home fun. You are the one that loved on those girls. You let them know they were special. And then they weren't seeking that somewhere else. And so we did it as a team. God says, hey, don't exasperate your children. Don't provoke them to anger. Bring them up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord. I want to close out with this story. It's a father looking back. His kids are already grown. He's looking back at the process of parenting and training camp in retrospect. And he said this. He says, if I were starting my family again, I would love my wife more in front of my children. I would laugh with my children more at our mistakes and our joys. I would listen to my children more, even to the littlest one. I would be more honest about my weaknesses and not pretend perfection. I would pray differently for my family. Rather than focusing on them, I'd focus on me. I would do more things with my children. I would do more encouraging. I would bestow more praise. I would pay more attention to the little things. I would speak about God more intimately. Out of every ordinary thing, of every ordinary day, I would point them to God. Hey, listen, I don't know where you are in your parenting, but I know this, God wants to help you. You say, well, Jeff, my kids are already grown and gone. Still not too late for you to have a relationship with them, for you to love on them, for you to be an encouragement to them as they parent their own kids. So let's just bring all our weaknesses, because all of us have them. Parents, bring all your parenting weaknesses to the Lord and say, Lord, here's all my mess. Lord, you help me to be the parent you want me to be.
You're listening to From His Heart with Pastor Jeff Shreve, and today's lesson entitled Training Camp. Now, this month, Pastor Jeff has been preaching about the problems that we find in the modern family. And if your family is not filled with encouragement, spiritual sensitivity, and forgiveness, the honoring God part is missing in your foundation. Today's lesson is just one of six in the series Modern Family, God's Wisdom for Today's Families. And the messages in this series address the key foundational issues that must be addressed to bring real joy and peace to your home. You can find out how to get this series when you go to fromhisheart.org and click the Listen tab. Of course, we've been talking about families all month long, and that is why Pastor Jeff wants you to receive his latest family series called We Are Family. It's our gift to say thank you to you for your support this month to From His Heart of any amount. And with that gift, we'll also send you a copy of a booklet for engaged couples and those who have been married a while who want a reminder of why they still love each other so much. It's called I Still Do, written by Pastor Jeff and his wife, Debbie. And you can get yours in the format of your choice when you call 866-40-BIBLE. That's 866-40-BIBLE, or go to fromhisheart.org. Again, both resources available for your gift of any amount From His Heart today. We believe you'll be blessed by it. And thank you for supporting From His Heart Ministries. Well, we're out of time for today, but we hope that you'll be right back here tomorrow as we close out the month and the Modern Family series with the final lesson entitled Child's Play, right here on From His Heart. From His Heart is the listener-supported broadcast ministry of Dr. Jeff Shreve. who believes that no matter how badly you may have messed up in life, God still loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life. Find out more about that plan at FromHisHeart.org.